Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning. I don't care what it is for you. I know it is the weekend recap, and I am Andy Dorf. Wow, what a weekend, man. What a weekend of absolute awesome sports. NBA playoffs did not disappoint, people. Three of the Eastern Conference first round playoffs are in a tie. Knotted up, 2-2. One series only 3-1. Philadelphia over Miami. Everybody else, Cleveland, Indiana. Wow, that one's 2-2. Milwaukee, Boston, 2-2. Wizard, Toronto, 2-2. That's amazing stuff. The San Antonio Spurs, they did not go out without a fight, man. I love that. I absolutely love they did not go out without a fight. They pushed that series to five, where I'll be honest, I didn't think they could. No way. Depleted, Pop's wife passing away, and that's just terrible stuff. And for them to go out there and play the way they did in game four, you got to give them credit to force a game five. Great stuff. Utah Jazz, wow. Wow, the Utah Jazz. Are we seeing a team grow right before our very own eyes? I wonder. I really do wonder. The New Orleans Pelicans. They're the only team to sweep in the first round. And what happened to Portland? Seriously, what happened to Portland? Oh my gosh. Just great stuff in the NBA playoffs, man. I'm absolutely loving what I'm seeing. Again, especially since it was so bad last year. Those games were terrible. It was sweep central. Every team was sweep, 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 sweep. And then the Houston Rockets and the Timberwolves. Making that a series, man. So seriously, just great stuff in the NBA playoffs. The NHL playoffs, that's great stuff too. I can't wait to get into that. Major League Baseball, wow, we had a no-hitter over the weekend, people. We had a no-hitter over the weekend. So much to talk about in the sports world. And yes, the NFL draft is literally right around the corner. Let's talk, people. 1-800-878-7529. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
He would love to make tonight the night. Smith-Pelly on the feet. Connolly fires. Rebound, doorstep. It's in! The Washington Capitals have hope, swinging back in their favor. A double OT decision.
Awesomeness. Looks like Eller got a chunk of that. That's the shot of Connolly. Was so fast. Bobrovsky got it into his body. And it looked like Eller got a chunk of it. And he was surprised he got a piece of it. And it rolls over the goal line. I think Eller's going to be the hero.
It's a two-on-one. Pastrnak moving in with Marchand. Get into it. Score! It's 2-1 in favor of the Bruins on the goal by Marchand.
The Tuck able to push it away. Beery up ice against Benning. He's got Tuck coming with him on the rush. Beery looking. Shot! Score! Brandon Beery, 3 goals in 2 games with the Golden Knights.
And now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Wow, man, seriously, just great stuff and everything going on in the sports world. Seriously, I just love what I'm hearing on the hockey, the NHL playoffs, the NBA playoffs. Like I said, 3 of those Eastern Conference first-round matchups knotted up at 2. Knotted up. Only Philadelphia on top 3-1 over there. Pelicans, they got the sweep. Great stuff to talk about there, but that was awesome too because what's happened with the Capitals over the last few games, holy cow. Holy cow, people. They have literally turned it around. We all know that. Now on top 3-2 over the Blue Jackets in that series. And by the way, other scores from Saturday. Lightning on top of the Devils 3-1. They win that series. The Maple Leafs get a victory, forcing the Bruins another game. So that one's going 6. And then a couple of series got wrapped up on Sunday. Penguins taking out the Flyers, 8-5. And the weirdest thing about that series was the goals. Like, wow, a ton of goals scored in those series. A ton. Really crazy. And Crosby, wow. That dude is already got 6 goals, if I'm not mistaken, in the playoffs. And the Predators, well, they did what they do. They won. They got it done. They beat the Avalanche, shutting them out. 5-0. Penguins win 8-5, by the way, over the Flyers. So the NHL playoffs are awesome. I love them. I seriously do. I love them. And they're going to get really, really exciting. Trust me. But six-game series, that's not bad. Not bad at all. Excited to talk about all things sports, man. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter, too. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, storfonsportsradio.com. You can always check me out here, too, by the way. Always here, Sunday nights, Monday mornings, whatever it is for you, I don't know. I don't exactly know what day part you are. I know I start at 10 p.m. Pacific time. And I take you into the wee hours of the morning. So whenever you get me, I love talking to you. 1-800-878-7529. Let's go out to our first caller of the night. Let's hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, Santa Monica, Dorfman right here on Weekend Recap, Sports Overnight America. What's on your mind, brother?
Dorfman, you couldn't have summed up the weekend any better, except for one thing. You missed your Arizona Rattlers, baby. I mean, come on now. But we'll forget about that. I was a little disappointed that I did not hear a Manu Ginobili highlight in that highlight little take that whoever produced that. Dude, if there was one player out of NHL, NBA, or all the sports who stepped up tonight, 41-year-old Manu Ginobili was the man. He stepped up and pushed that series and basically played his heart out at the end of the game, took it upon himself, and put that series to a fifth game. I mean, that was man enough beyond any man up of anyone in any sport. I mean, it was incredible to watch. I don't know how many people would have saw that, but to understand what this guy has done over the past, what is it, 17 straight postseason appearances? I mean, come on.
Man.
Him and Parker together are setting a record in terms of, like, a duo doing things. The guy is freaking money, and it was incredible to watch. You know, right, you know, a loss of it happened to the Spurs, you know, this week, and the wife being, you know, passes away. But for a man of this stuff like that, a 41-year-old guy in that situation, it was incredible. And I was so blown away. A couple other things. You know, I kind of see NBA postseason is now seeing this parody kind of like the NCAA. And you want to know why? The reason is there are no more post-up players in the NBA. It's all perimeter shooting, put your hand in your face, and can you make it? I mean, there's no Shaq, there's no Kareem, there's no Bill Walton, there's no one down low, there's no Chamberlain, there's no Bill Russell. I mean, it's all three-pointers, and can you make the shot or not? And the percentage of that is, like, you know, 50-50. So that completely made the league this parity league. I mean, if you look at the difference between 9-1 in the Western Conference, I mean, there was, like, three games that separated, like, 9-3. And it was all about the game has changed because there's no post-up players. There's no big men anymore, which is kind of a bummer in a way. I mean, everyone loves the three ball like everyone loves the home run, but it's kind of taken up a part of the game away that I loved as growing up as a kid in the 70s, seeing Kareem, you know, go against Wilt, and then, you know, seeing Shaq and seeing these big men and Walton, you know, dominate the post. And the post is gone. There's no more post.
Yeah, you know, hey, look, let me just jump in here, Mitch, and you bring up some good stuff. By the way, get at me, people, 1-800-878-7529. I love thoughts and opinions. That's the one thing about the Dorf Man, the Weekend Recap, and Sports Overnight America. We're unlike any other show in the world, man. Thoughts and opinions are encouraged. They're welcomed. It's what it's all about when we're talking about sports talk radio. So, Mitch, let me jump in here because I agree with you to a certain point, and then I'm just going to say, wow, you know what? The game is a little bit different. I agree with you that there are no guys that were like the Will Chamberlains, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Lou Alcindors, the Olajuwons, the Patrick Ewings even, a bunch of guys, man. The list can go on. So you have a very good point. However, what you're seeing now is you're seeing the floor being spaced out where all five positions – everybody can shoot the ball. And there's one guy that can go down low a little bit, and then he also goes outside and kind of gives you a little bit of everything, and that's Joel Embiid. I mean, that guy, since his return to that lineup for the Philadelphia 76ers, has made a world of difference. Those guys go back to Philadelphia with a 3-1 lead over the Miami Heat, where a lot of people thought the Miami Heat would have the advantage in that series. But truth be told, yes, you're right. The big men that dominated the days of old, like the down in the post, it's not so much. However, it's a different game now. All five positions can space out that floor, and you better be able to shoot the ball. I guess that's the message now in the NBA today, Mitch.
Well, I think it actually, and I haven't really thought about this, you know, for a while, but you know, Dirk Nowitzki kind of like changed that for the big man when he started to shoot on the perimeter. And then everyone started looking at the perimeter as getting that extra point. And from then, now, even you look at, there's no big man inside. But I do want to say one thing. Besides Ginobili, I mean, I don't know if anyone has been on the campus of Wisconsin, but the KK is the premier place to be at. And today, the KK was out of control. Corvell with the Cleveland Cavaliers with LeBron James completely took over that game in the second half, having 3 points in the first half and then dominating when it was time to throw up those threes. That game was the game of the day. I mean, it was the one I was waiting for. You know, I was kind of like in and out of the Bucks game, and I'm a Milwaukee fan, but you know, hoping the Bucks could like pull it. It was like kind of like a game like, well, you didn't really need to watch because if the Bucks lose, it's like, all right, well, then we're dead. And the Bucks win, it's like, well, they should win the series anyways. But the Cleveland-Indiana game was the ultimate game. And sure enough, Cleveland goes out to a lead. Indiana pushes them. And then the King, I'm sorry, LeBron James, MVP, MVP, MVP. When he has the ball, clears it out, he takes it to the rack, and he makes it 7 out of 10 times. If not, he finds the open shooter. Corvell was just draining them when it counted. That kid was freaking money when it counted, and it was awesome to see. That was basketball at its best tonight.
Kyle Corvellier, man, the guy was knocking down shots and obviously helping out his guy, LeBron James. I appreciate your call, Mitch. I love hearing from you. Anybody else, obviously, we love your thoughts. We love your opinions. The number is 1-800-878-7529. I do have to take a pause for the cause. You can also hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too, people, dorfonsportsradio.com. Dude, I got so much in my mind. I got so much in my brain. I want to share it with you. So get at me, people. Get at me. Let's talk. It's the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf. It's Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody. Keep it close.
Philadelphia, a chance to go up double digits. They led by 11 in the first quarter. Embiid for three. Yes, sir. That is a big one. Joel Embiid.
Nine by Nurkic. Oh, Holiday. Major rack attack! What a setup by the Brown!
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
It's a two-point game. Patty Mills, three. He's got it! And a foul!
LeBron James.
Right down, Houston, and he's fouled!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
How about that?
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, weekend recap. Right here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Follow me as well. Check out the website, people, DorfOnSportsRadio.com, which, by the way, obviously you can always check out this show. I start at 10 p.m. Pacific time, and I always want your thoughts. I always want your opinions. That's really what the weekend recap is all about. We tell you about everything that goes on throughout the weekend. Like the no-hitter from the Oakland A's. Just amazing stuff. How in the world did they shut down the Boston Red Sox, who've been just so good? By the way, obviously, I start Sunday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. 10 p.m. Pacific time, all the time, man. Anyways, get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Thoughts and opinions. That's what it's all about. And Mitch in Santa Monica always brings up good stuff. I agree 100%. The NBA game has changed. It's not the same. So you have to look at it different. It's not the 70s anymore, bro. It's 2018. And the skill set and the way that guys play the game, it's just different. But I do agree. It's you don't have the Lou Alcindors, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Olajuwon, Patrick Ewings, the guys who had those post-up games, Will Chamberlain, Bill Russell. I mean, come on, man. We know that there were so many great, big, dominant men back in the day. And it's just different because now the game is all about spacing. And the game's about finding those shooters and guys that can make plays. And by the way, the clips you heard on the way in, Patty Mills and LeBron James. Both those guys getting victories for their teams. Important ones. For the Cleveland Cavaliers, forces a game five where both the teams are knotted up. For San Antonio, which, by the way, Mitch hit on that too. Manu Ginobili, man, oh man, he came to play as well. He really did come to play. But if you expect that out of a guy who's 40, 41 years old every single night, you're crazy. You're absolutely crazy, man. Unless they're LeBron James, who's like 36. And he still can do it every night, man. But that's a whole different story. But the truth is both those guys who you heard clips on got victories. And obviously I love Scott and all the clips he plays for me, which, by the way, got to thank, obviously, NBA.com. Love those clips. People love clips. People love hearing highlights. They do. Because that's what it's all about. Who can make a highlight? Seriously, who can make a highlight? Speaking of that, I'm going to go through some of the scores from the NBA. Which on Saturday, what happened was, like I said, 76ers got a commanding lead in this series, which Ben Simmons, who could be a guy that could be an MVP through this league for years. Seriously. Dude had another triple-double. 17 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists. Sixers get the victory, 106-102. Heat in some trouble. Blazers get bounced out, man, in four straight by the Pelicans, which, by the way, I think is a serious – this is a serious coming-out party for Anthony Davis and the New Orleans Pelicans. Playoff Rondo. Dude's unbelievable in the playoffs. He has eyes in the back of his head. And AD, which, by the way, same initials I have, Andy Dorf, AD, Anthony Davis. Dude's unbelievable. Dude is unbelievable. So people are going to get to see a guy that should be a top candidate for MVP. No doubt. But they sweep him out. They sweep him out of the playoffs. So I thought the most disappointing thing for me from the NBA playoffs is the fact that the Trailblazers got their butts swept out of the playoffs. What happened to C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard? And I'll tell you what. C.J. McCollum came. He came to play. He had 38 in the final game. But you can't give up 131 and expect to win. I guess that's the real point. Because if you score 123, you should be able to win. By the way, check out my Facebook. Andy Dorf, it's public. You can go check it out, man. I'm live on there, too. You can write your comments. If they're good, I'll say them. Which, by the way, I just hit that comment about the Pelicans here, and somebody said, yeah, I'm pulling for the Pelicans, but don't think they have enough to beat the Warriors. That may be true, but I think they might be able to push them, especially if the San Antonio Spurs, who have nobody, or they got old dudes like Ginobili and Parker who, look, man, they still got some game. Don't get me wrong. They still got some game. But, again, they can do that maybe one time out of seven, maybe two times. I don't know, maybe. But if you're expecting that, you're nuts. The Rockets, look, they won the games in Houston, but I wasn't all that impressed. I'll be honest. I wasn't all that impressed. The T-Wolves were there. They hung around. The T-Wolves were hanging tight, and they kind of turned the table with a 121-105 victory over the Rockets to make that series 2-1. The Thunder, they might – wow. I was hoping that these guys would have a serious run in them. I really was. Paul George, Carmelo Anthony – that bad man named Russell Westbrook. I mean, I really thought that they had a a chance. And Steven Adams, too, by the way. Grant, he's there. Arenas is there. They got some guys that can play for the Thunder. But the Jazz, man, I'm super impressed. Ricky Rubio, like, whoa. That guy was not afraid to take big shot after big shot after big shot after big shot. And he delivered. He delivered, man. Another triple-double going around there, man. That dude threw up a triple-double. Yeah, Ricky Rubio. 26, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. And I'll tell you what, Donovan Mitchell is the real deal. Donovan Mitchell, he can ball, people. I'm impressed with this Utah Jazz team, if you can't tell. Gobert was solid. Mitchell was solid. Ingles was solid. 21, where has he been? Finally gave him some three-point shooting, too, by the way. Favors. They got a complete – everybody in their offensive lineup gave him double digits. That's what you need. Especially when you have a bench like theirs, who it's not going to overwhelm anybody. So they're going to have to – their starters are going to have to do pretty much all the work. They really contained Russell Westbrook. That was the most impressive thing to me. Had a bad night. Anyways, I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause, everybody. I want your thoughts, though. I want your opinions. They're encouraged. They're welcomed. It's me, man. It's the Dorf Man, the guy who really likes to talk to you about sports. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. You're hanging out on the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf. Again, it's Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
So 3-2 on Judge. And the pitch. Oh. Drill deep to left field. There it goes! See ya! A home run for Judge. 4-2 Yanks.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
If you are age 85 or younger,
Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Batting eighth today, 1-for-2 with a run scored. Hayward clubs one out in the deep right, and it will go midway up the bleachers. It's 8-1. Getaway center, Gardner back, turning around. Oh, he did it! He knocked it out of here for a granny, and the Red Sox are back in the game.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, everybody. Yeah, get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Always love what's going on in baseball, which, by the way, thanks to Scott for the clip again, man. Just good stuff. Boston Red Sox had the no-no thrown on them the other day by the Athletics. Then they go down to them again. Then you have just a lot of wild action, man. Just a lot of wild action throughout Major League Baseball. But I'll tell you what, this Ohtani cat, man, he's going to be fun to watch all season long. And the Cubs also, by the way. Also the Cubs in that clip. Which they got a victory too over the weekend. I think they wound up beating Colorado on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. 9-7. That was the final score there. So always a lot of runs scored in Colorado, by the way. I'll run through some of the scores from Sunday. Just why not? Some of those scores from Sunday: Indians over the Orioles, 7-3. Blue Jays lose to the Yankees, who, by the way, are now a couple games over 500, 5-1. Royals on top of the Tigers, 8-7. Twins go down to the Tampa Bay Rays, 8-6. Phillies win again over the Pirates. And watch those Phillies, man. Just keep an eye on them. There's something magical about Philadelphia in general. No joke. There's something magical about the city of brotherly love. And if you live in the city of brotherly love, call me. Let's talk about what's going on there. Eagles, Nova, maybe Philadelphia. Something could happen for your 76ers. The Flyers are done. We know that. They're done. But you know what? Phillies, they're playing a lot better than people probably expected. 1-800-878-7529. Well, there we go. We're going to jump out to the phones in a quick moment. I'm just going to get through the scores, and then we'll hook up with, I believe we got Mike in Virginia. So I'll hold tight real quickly, Mike, and let me just get through the scores of what happened on Sunday in Major League Baseball. But like I said, Phillies on top of the Pirates, 3-2. Astros beat the White Sox, 7-1. Marlins go down to the Brewers, in which I think the Brewers swept that series. Much needed. Much needed for the Brew Crew to get themselves a few games over 500, 4-2, they win that one. Cardinals win over the Reds, 9-2. Rangers, 7-4 over the Mariners. And like I said, Cubs beat the Rockies, 9-7. Red Sox go down to the Athletics, 4-1. So the only kryptonite thus far for the Red Sox all season long, excuse me there, seems to be these Athletics, who played pretty well over the weekend against them. The Giants beat the Angels, who have gotten out of the gates pretty strong too. So let's keep an eye on the Angels. The Padres lose to the Diamondbacks, another series victory for the Diamondbacks. I don't think they've lost a series yet this season. Dodgers beat the Nationals. They get that series over the Nationals. And then the Mets and the Braves, that game got postponed. But let's jump out to the phones. We'll hook up with Mike in Virginia. It's the Dorf Man. It's the Weekend Recap. You're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. Mike, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Well, you know, it's all the old moonshine, big dog. How you doing?
Hey, can't complain, my man. What's up, bro?
Hey, man, I thought, you know, well, I was going to say, the guy my cover. Man, Kyle Korver just, I mean, he just hit two threes. LeBron said, Kyle Korver, it's your turn. Kyle hit the last three. Man, it was in the air when LeBron threw the ball. I mean, it's got to be one of the best shots I've ever seen.
Yeah, man, yeah, that Kyle Korver.
Straight up.
Yeah. That Kyle Korver cat, he can knock it down, bro. And I don't know if you know, he had a death in the family not too long ago himself. I know that Greg Popovich had himself a death, obviously his wife, on Wednesday. But Kyle Korver, too, had a death not too long ago in his family. So, yeah, it's good to see him go out there and make some buckets. And truth be told, I was pulling for the Pacers. I'm not going to lie, man. I'd like to see LeBron with his back really, really, really up against that wall and see how he responds. But we know LeBron. He comes out to play every game. And, you know, I have seen him take more plays off than more than usual. But truth be told, I love LeBron. I love his effort. I think when we talk about LeBron, man, we talk about greatness, Mike. So I'm glad to see the Cavaliers show some fight and some other guys step up. I mean, what a great shot by J.R. Smith there at the half, too. I mean, think about those 3 points and how valuable they are when you're talking about a four-point game where the Cavaliers win 104 to 100, where the Wizards win tonight, too, by the way, or on Sunday, I should say, 106 to 98. The Spurs, again, they beat the Warriors 103 to 90, forcing a game five. And the Bucks, not that one up with the Celtics 104 to 102, going back to Boston 2-2. And Giannis, man, he's 4-for-4 with going ahead buckets, man, in the last 20 seconds. So when that guy scores a bucket late in the ball game, seems like Milwaukee wins, man.
Hey, Brogdon's from Virginia, man. He played for my Cavs. And, man, he scored the last two game winners for that team tonight. I mean, today, early. Man, I tell you, Milwaukee, you know, what the heck. You know, Boston, yeah, they're good at home. That game should go. You know, Anthony Davis is a beast, though. I mean, how far do you think that team's going to go, New Orleans?
Look, you know what? I think that Golden State's going to beat them. I think it's going to be a different level of defense when you're playing a team like Golden State versus playing Portland, where they have a lot of mismatches. And obviously Anthony Davis is going to be a mismatch for anybody, Mike. We all know that. But the truth is I think that Golden State has enough mismatches themselves, so I think it all obviously balances out, and to be quite honest with you, it favors the Golden State Warriors. So if they can push them to six games, I think that's a really, really good showing for the Pelicans, to be honest with you, because I think shots are going to be tougher to make for those guys when they're playing up against tougher defenders like Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant. And I don't expect Curry to be back, so I think they're going to have to play without Curry as well. I don't think he'll be back until maybe the Western Conference Finals, to be honest with you, Mike. So they're going to have to get used to playing without Steph Curry.
Yeah, Steph's going to be out for 2.5 weeks at the least, but Durant, yeah, he did. I tonight they lost today. Excuse me, but Klay Thompson just is in their face the game before. And Klay, you know, a lot of people don't realize this. Klay, you ready for some trivia, big dog?
Let's hear it, brother.
Hey, who holds the most 3-pointers for the past 3 years?
Klay Thompson.
Five years. Who made the most 3-pointers?
Klay Thompson.
Yeah, who's held the most the past 7 years? I thought it was, you know, Steph Curry's held the most. My dog's messing with me. I'm sorry, my Labrador. I just got home earlier and watched the replay and watched a few games while working. My dog's messing with me. But what's your pick in the finals, or do you have a pick?
Well, man, I still like Toronto, even though they're struggling a little bit with the Wizards, and that's a physical series too. I haven't even talked about that one. That's a fun one too. I mean, wow, man, the Eastern Conference is not—it's not disappointing, bro. Let's be quite honest, man. I like what I'm seeing there, and I had a feeling the playoffs were just—I had a feeling the playoffs were going to be a lot better this year, and at least the first round, it's delivering so far, bro. And my thought is it's going to wind up coming down to Toronto and maybe the either the Philadelphia 76ers, who are playing fantastic right now too, and it's hard to think that LeBron can't get it done either. I think Boston lacking a go-to guy there in the closing moments of a ball game, that's going to come back to haunt them at some point, whether it's against Milwaukee or in the next series. But we'll see there. And then on the other side, I think it comes down to Houston and Golden State. And what I've seen from Houston, I'll tell you what, man, Minnesota's playing them tough. So they give up a lot of points. They're going to score a lot of points. And if they're missing shots, you got a chance to beat them. So I think it's anybody's ball game, but there's a couple of front runners for sure. And that would be Golden State. And I still would think that they're the favorite, to be honest with you, at least in my humble opinion. I think Houston's got to beat them until they do that. I still like Golden State, but Houston can beat them. Will they beat them? I don't think so, man.
I totally agree with you. Houston, Golden State, if Steph if he comes back, he won't be able to do a pass and drive inside like he did last time. But you know what's really killing me is Indy has owned Cleveland all year, and they may just take Cleveland, and he could be the big sleeper in the Eastern Conference.
You're right, bro. Indiana with Victor Oladipo and Miles Turner and Sabonis had a really good night too. I mean, they do have some advantages, and when they take advantage of their advantages, they can really wreak some havoc, and they could be Cleveland. But I'll be honest, man, at this point now, I give it obviously back to Cleveland. Two out of the last three are going to be played there. If it goes seven, I really like Cleveland, but anything can happen there. I think they got to go back with the mindset to take them out. Hey, bro, I'm up against it. You know I love hearing from you, Mike, so you always give me a call, brother. You know you're always welcome to call me up on the Weekend Recap. You know that, man, right?
Hey, big dog, that's why I called you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Have a great night. I love your thoughts and your opinions, people. 1-800-878-7529, man. Get at me. Let's talk about the world of sports or the sports world. I mean, it's just amazing. We got the NFL draft that we'll be breaking down after it all goes down next weekend, man. I can't wait to talk to you about that. I am so looking forward to seeing what happens because, man, people think that you could be getting the quarterback of the future. You think you could be getting the defensive end of the future and Chubb. And I'll tell you what, you may very well be getting your defensive end of the future and him. Saquon Barkley, that dude's going to be a good player too. So I really question the quarterbacks. I'll be honest with you. I have my serious doubts about those quarterbacks. Anyways, Major League Baseball, I didn't get enough time to spend on it. I really didn't. I love talking about sports, people. You know that. Anyways, and I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause. So keep it close, everybody. I will be back. It is such a fun thing to talk sports to you right here on the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, it's always Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody. Keep it close.
Runner goes. Pitch hit high. Hit deep to left. Jay is back. Track wall. This ball is... It is gone! It's a game-winning walk-off two-run home run to left. Yan Gomes has done it. The Indians in the bottom of the ninth inning walk it off on a towering blast to left by Yan Gomes. This is shot to right field.
This is Sports Overnight America. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, people. Welcome back for the final time. I love talking to you. You know that here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. You can always get at me in many different ways. You can check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You can always check out my local show in Phoenix, Arizona at NBCSports1060.com anywhere in the world. I start that bad boy at 9 a.m. Again, that's Monday through Friday in Phoenix, Arizona, Pacific time. You can always catch me here, 10 p.m. Pacific time, for all you people that like catching me late night and hanging out with me. And then obviously you can catch me Sunday morning too. I do a show 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time as well. That's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Recap. So, man, oh, man. But before we get out of here, a couple things I want to get at with you. Obviously, the NHL, some interesting stuff. The Penguins, they wind up winning their series. 8-5 was the final score of that game six. Predators get it done over the Avalanche as well. They win that series in six games, 5-0, shutting them out. Milwaukee Bucks beating the Boston Celtics 104-102 to knot that thing up, make that thing a series. And by the way, three series in the Eastern Conference are very interesting. The Wizards get the victory 106-98. Which knots them up 2-2 with the Raptors, who are the number one seed. Spurs forcing a game five, and Manu Ginobili turning back the clock a little bit, 103-90. They're going to go back to Warrior Land where they probably get beat, but it's a great effort. And the Cavs, those guys, they knotted up as well, 2-2, getting a victory, 104-100 against the Indiana Pacers. So we'll see how the Pacers respond. But truth be told, I've been very happy with what I've seen from the NBA playoffs so far because, again, last season – it disappointed us, man. It was too easy. It was way too easy. So hopefully, at least this time, if it is Cavs and Warriors, it's a much more difficult task for both those teams. And at least from the get, it looks like it will be. So, man, oh, man, obviously got to thank Scott for all the clips that he gets me, Major League, MLB.com, NBA.com, NFL.com. Everybody, man, we totally appreciate you doing that for us, Scott, here on the program. So for him, for myself, I'm going to say peace. As we always say, too much to talk about, not enough time to do it. For Scott, I'm Andy Dorf, the Weekend Recap, and this was Sports Overnight America. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll talk to you next weekend.